was in favor of the 19,000.
Okay, all right, thank you. Well, I don't know what the LSBD board voted, but they were, they did receive in our favor a lot towards a yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Second is Mr. Patterson.
So I'm a member of the LSBD board. Unfortunately, Joe was trying to make it, but he couldn't. But I primarily here to answer any questions that might be, people might have about any of the requests that we have. I can specifically speak to the lighting survey if that's.
Why don't you go ahead and speak to that?
So yeah, the 19,000 is the minimum we need to get the full plan put together, assuming that the East Loop approves the money from them. The bid specifically is for the whole project, so if for some reason the East Loop doesn't approve it, that amount might be different. We're not sure it would be exactly half. That said, getting additional money would allow us to be able to move forward with any plan sooner if we get to a point where we can, where we and the city both approve the lighting plan that's going to cost the 19,000 for our half. So it 19,000 would be the minimum we need to be able to continue to move forward, but we might be able to move forward quicker if we were able to get more money approved for that.
Okay, yes.
But if I can ask, I guess my question is, did the board approve requesting the whole amount? Or was that just a discussion and were, because you can always come back for the rest of it.
I'm not sure what the exact procedure to request more is. We would like to request as much as we can get, so we have some on hand, but the 19,000 is the minimum we need in order to be able to pay to have the lighting survey completed before we actually move forward with any plan to do any lighting.
Right, I got the right. I'm actually supportive of it. I'm just trying to figure out. The previous speaker said that the board approved the lighting study. The LSBD board approved the lighting study.
Yes.
And then you're saying half comes from the east, which I get. But then you came in and said, but the whole thing is this amount. My question is just very specific. Did the board vote to request the entire amount from us, or did they vote to do the study and then come back to us for more?
To my memory, what we wanted to do was to get as much money approved as possible so that we can move forward quickly if we, you know, not have to come back, assuming that that it's feasible. The 19 is all that we need in order to make the next step though.
I mean, I think if we have confusion on this, I think it's a bit of the ERST would say, they can always come back to the rest of it, the lighting study comes through, so.
If that's, yeah, that is something that we would be content with.
And what happens if the East Loop does not approve the?
We'd have to get a new bid from him for exactly how much it would be for just the West Loop, because as I said, this was doing the whole thing together. We did not ask him for a second bid for just the East Loop. Okay. My understanding is that we may need additional funding to get the survey done. I'm not sure.
Forward with the U City portion.
Yes, and I think we still want to go forward with the U City portion if that's okay. Where it goes comes to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think if it's okay with you, when we get to some of the specific proposals, if there are questions, if you're going to stay.
Yeah, I'll stay for the whole meeting if there's any additional questions.
Questions then.
I will answer the best of my ability.
Okay, thank you very much. All right. Next item on the agenda is our city manager, Gregory Rose, is going to share some information. Thanks.
Madam Chair, members, and Mayor, the EDRST board asked us to evaluate the social service applications that were made, comparing that to the codes that regulate the use of the EDRST funding. Where we think that the social service organizations are certainly something that is needed, within University City. We did not find, either through their application or through their presentation, a clear nexus that exists between their proposal and the intended use of the EDRST funds. So in the future, it will be staff's intent to more closely evaluate the applications, to ask more questions about use for those organizations that it's where a clear nexus is not identified.
Thank you. All right. Next item is the update on the strategic plan, and I think Libby's going to give that to us.
The City Council did approve last night under the City Manager's report that we're moving ahead with the I-5 group. So that was the local group that was here. I know there was a lot of interest between them and Future IQ, and Future IQ actually called me afterward and said they were interested in bidding on the comprehensive plan, that they thought that might actually be a better fit for them. And so I know those are in, and planning is reviewing those. So the process now will be, we'll have their contract on the next City Council agenda. We'll get that finalized and kind of nailed down. And then that will move forward on the November timeframe. They'll come to council and kind of do a kickoff type meeting and make a brief presentation to them as an introduction of who they are and what they plan to do. And then I think January will really kick off the community engagement part of it. So that's kind of the timeline moving forward with that.
Great. Will you let us know when these meetings are occurring? Not that everybody will attend, but
okay.
You know, I think there's certainly going to be a lot of interest on the public.
Sure. Yeah.
Truth be told, we don't go to every council meeting.
Exactly. Sure.
What?
She watches them from home.
Right.
We have a closed circuit.
Count three.
Thank you so much. Okay, the next item of business is to review the proposals and make some decisions in this year's funding. I think, overall, I just want to say one thing that, we had concerns that, we raised with the city attorney, and so I think there's going to be some disappointed people tonight that do some very good things, but unfortunately, the use of these funds are restricted, so we hope to be of help in other ways down the road. And I think the other thing I want to stress is that because of this strategic plan, I think there are going to be some new ideas and new ways of stimulating economic development and having reserves that are robust that can bring some resources to these ideas will be a very good thing. So I think we're all being very cognizant of the limited funds and how they can be used. With that, I think you've all been given a list of the projects. We've heard presentations, asked questions in the past, but we can certainly ask questions tonight. The first proposal was H&B Supplies. The amount requested was $212,346. Hear a motion to approve or not approve. I would point out that this project falls into not needing that requirement.
Tax funding comes from New City residents, correct?
Sales tax.
Sales tax.
Sales tax, yeah. Made by purchasing goods.
So I just don't think we should be supporting activities in St. Charles County or Franklin County.
All in motion, all.
Sir.
All in favor of the motion to deny funding to H&amp;B Supplies?
Aye.
Opposed? Next item is the,
Oh, she's going off this list, though.
I'm going off this.
Madam Chair, that is correct. The welcome sign was pulled by.
Oh, yeah, okay. Next item is the lighting study, Kingsland No Limit. And that was, the amount requested was $80,000. My proposal was $19,000. I do think it does fit the requirements of the program. Entertain a motion.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, you said that they're not saying 80, they just need 19 right now?
It may be 80 someday, but they just need 19 now. Splitting $38,000 proposal with the East Group.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So.
More powerful.
Okay. All right.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, I'm not one of my others. Okay, the next item is the Loop Special Business District Directory signs.
This amount is.
Signs.
This amount's been consistent year after year, and it does, in my mind, you know, I always worry about throwing money at marketing to see if it's going to do anything to develop the economy of Hugh City, but I move to accept that, that amount for recommendation of this council.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, the next item is the Visitor's Guide, $14,000. Loop Special Business District. Is there a motion? To approve or disapprove?
No, I move to accept the amount to be recommended to the council.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Loop Special Events, we've heard a lengthy description of all of those activities. The amount is $85,000. Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, this amount, and I mentioned this when Joe was here last time, this amount seems to go up year after year after year. I'm not so sure that, I mean, at some point we warned them of this back years ago when they started putting it in front of the board, that if this isn't just a handout to supplement, to go completely replace what they could do with their own money in the loop. So I would recommend a reduction of that amount. I know the suggestions as to how much to reduce it, but I'm not in favor of the full funding of $85,000. I mean, I would put it back to 60 grand or somewhere, maybe 70 grand or something, I don't know. But it just keeps climbing up and up, and I don't see, they didn't build a Ferris wheel, I don't know what else they're going to do.
I think this time the difference is, I get it. I think this time the Special Business District has probably been put under more pressure by probably council and others to increase the number of special events to probably regain some of the momentum that has been lost to surrounding communities. So instead of having one or two, there's been a pressure to put on them to have up to four special events, and so.
We're going to get.
I just want to make sure that.
Well, that's very important input.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, it'd be a little unfair to box them if in fact council has been saying that there's this in Clayton and there's this in Maplewood and there's ourselves in a non-invasive loop. And then, so then they acquiesced and said, we'll try to do four. And I think, I cannot justify any previous increases, but I can say that this one, they had been sort of put under pressure to have more vents.
All right, well, in light of that new information, I guess I withdraw my thoughts on that.
Is anyone? Yes.
To the city manager, is it possible to say, for example, if it's 40 vents, that there's optimization of each event? And then it's funded, like you do event one, two, and versus all.
Madam Chair, Council, I believe that the intent for council will be to have the LSBD provide a detailed budget on the special events that will occur and the estimated cost for those events. So their intention is to really understand what those costs are in a very detailed way.
Are the funds dispersed in incremental amounts, or it's fully dispersed to them, and then you get the, I know you get financial records after the fact.
It will depend. Each situation is different. In most instances, our preference is on a reimbursement basis. Mm-hmm. That's how we would like for things to progress.
That would solve your issue. Yeah.
I suppose added to that, maybe this is sort of what you were getting at as well. They list in their application basically three or four events. And this was the reason for my comment, is they were the same three events that we gave them $35,000 for 5 years ago for the Ice Carnival. Well, I can't imagine why the Ice Carnival is $85,000 now. So if they have five or seven events that they can say we plan to do, then it makes sense. But if they still have the same four events, it doesn't.
I have a question. Talk about more events that council from the council meeting, that there were more events listed that were options that were coming up. So I saw that as more than conversation.
Well, I also think the conversations with the East Group, the executive committee, that put out some, they may have read just something on social media about more events coming in the loop, and that was in response to, and it made it something more official.
If something came, I got something via email about more events, and there were some examples. I can't remember the name of the events, but there were about five instead of just these three.
Madam Chair, Mayor Crowe, the joint discussion between the LSBB and the City Council, during that time, they identified the loop in motion, bringing that back, continuing with the Ice Carnival, and also having a taste of the loop. So those are at least three major events that were identified during the meeting. The intention is to have four major events, and then they will continue to have some minor events where they will encourage more people to patronize the loop. So we recognize that the four major events, the loop in motion alone, will be very costly, probably equal to the Ice Carnival, because the intention is to have it similar to what they had years ago with music festivals and so forth. So I think I'm...
You have a better memory than me, that's right. Exactly right.
For not having been here, you have a great memory.
I'm just curious. I would vote to approve the $85,000.
Yeah. All right. All in favor? Okay, Loop Special Business District painting of the traffic boxes. This is a $3,000 request.
I move to disregard that or to not forward that to the council.
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Sorry.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye.
Aye.
No.
Oh. Does the mayor get to vote?
No, we didn't. I don't have my vote.
Yeah, let's do a roll call.
You're voting against it.
Deny.
So you're voting to deny?
Yes.
Okay, then you need to.
We voted deny.
We voted deny.
Aye to deny.
What about?
O'Brien's aye.
I support.
To deny?
To deny.
Yes, I support.
You meant three against, to deny?
Is there?
Against three.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Mannequins on the loop. Public art project. And the request is $29,147.
See, I just wanted to make a statement about that one. I feel like the painted boxes are more interesting to me than the mannequins. Honestly, I think the ones that are going to be replaced, that's just a personal thought. And I think for that amount, the same thing for our buck could be the boxes instead of the mannequins.
I think the purpose and the outcome is very similar.
Right.
They last longer too.
And the mannequins have like, I like the mannequins projects and too. I don't know, but that's just me.
And that's valid though. I mean, that's the whole point of the debate. I think that the alternative thought is that it is a uniqueness as opposed to the painted boxes. Every city in the country paints their boxes.
Well, now not us.
That'd come from the fact that.
Now we're not.
Well, you know. Got painted boxes. Clayton's got painted boxes.
Well, no, I'm saying that we just voted to not paint the boxes.
Right.
So we're not going
to
have.
I understand that. I don't think we need to have that. I guess my point was that if you had the choice between painting boxes or the uniqueness of the mannequins, I would opt for something more three-dimensional art than painted boxes. That's just my point of view.
Okay.
So.
Go along with funded on where they were before. I think it's a good event, pretty much recycling. People seem to like it.
Is that before, like, another year?
It's talking about like 20,000, 21,000, I think we gave.
About 8,000.
You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to fund them at 21,000.
A second.
Any discussion? Favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The new adult day facility of Dennis is one of the proposals that fell into the category of not being compliant.
Elaborate a little bit.
I don't know, let the attorneys.
What's just saying what? Based upon the categories that are defined for the use of EDRST fund, I think it falls in three or four. One is long-term, the other is marketing, and the other one falls more into something that's more difficult to define, which is job creation, really the expansion of the economy. And our analysis did not reveal in particular, how the economy would be expanded by either of the social service organizations. That's not to say that they're not good organizations and a significant need that exists. We simply don't believe that these funds would be appropriately used for that purpose.
Is there a motion?
I move that we I don't know what the right way to put this, that we
deny
recommending this or moving this forward to the council for a recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Storage is a strength-based therapeutic education workforce program. It also falls into the same category.
I make the same motion if we just advance this to the council for recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, the last applicant is Winco Window Firm.
I move that we recommend full funding of this request to the council. Oh, sorry about that.
Before you do, I wanted to recognize Mr. Rose, who wanted to share.
Our review of the WinCo request, as well as their presentation, indicated that regardless of whether the grant is provided, that their intention is to move forward with the purchase of this piece of equipment. We think that that is a good thing. So in an effort to help them truly looking at how do they add jobs to this, as well as certainly a part of that, expanding our economy along with it, what is the recommendation that seems reasonable, knowing that we must keep a certain amount of funding in the account so that we can cash flow all of these projects. So with that in mind, you might consider offering WinCo half of the funding that it has been requested. I believe that's roughly $175,000. A portion of that, the $150,000 of that being a loan that we can then work out the terms with them as far as how long it will take them to repay, tying that to job creation. Portion of that, the $25,000 being a loan as well, that would be forgivable in the long term should they add the appropriate number of jobs based upon the agreement that we hope to reach with them. Then the mayor and council would be in a position to waive those funds.
So, yes. So 25% would be the forgivable loan.
$25,000.
One of the things that we wanted to do was thank WinCo for being in University City and for helping our economy to continue to expand. And we realize that the balance of the funds we have probably need to keep an eye on the balance, but what we would like to do is make it easier for WinCo to then get either interest-free loan or a low, very low interest loan, but probably interest-free loan from these funds that they pay back over time, because they're probably going to move forward with this project either way, but they're also going to be creating jobs that we hope to be in University City, stay in University City, continue to expand. So what we hope to do is use our balance that we have, make their loan much easier for them, give them the opportunity to pay loans back to us, but not necessarily give them a grant of, but in this case, we're pressing for $400,000, which is a pretty large grant for what I would assume is a pretty profitable company that's doing okay. We appreciate what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's sort of a way to both show support and
without giving them setting a bad precedent.
Correct. I think that precedent of giving a grant like that would probably be one that people who come after you come back and haunt you for that. And so this way would be an opportunity for, I think, what I'm hearing the city is the city, if you could find a way to approve the parameters of this and let the city staff work with WinCo in something that is a win for them as well, to help them get their equipment and thank them. It's wonderful to have them in University City.
I really like this, and so definitely.
What was the amount that you said?
A total of $175,000, $150,000 for a no interest loan, and $25,000 that would be a forgivable loan. It would all be tied to job creation.
But so if I might ask that, so the money would be coming essentially back to us over time?
$150,000.
Okay, all right. So may I ask another question of the staff? Tallying up what we've got going on here, this puts us, you know, we've denied some things that put a serious dent in the original, you know, whatever, $1 million request. How close are we coming to the actual revenue that's expected? I mean, are we coming back now in line with revenue in, grants out, or?
Well, if you approved the projects that have been discussed at the level that you've discussed, you will only marginally dip into the reserve.
Okay, so,
but also keep in mind that the funding that you are allocating, it's budgeted. We think that those revenues will come in, but there are no guarantees. So we need to have a strong reserve so that we can cash flow.
Well, I agree.
Cash flow the projects.
I guess where I was going was we've always tried to say that whatever the expected revenue from the tax, that's all we were going to grant out or recommend the granting out. And it seems like we are not going to be greatly exceeding the expected revenue from the tax with these outlays.
And
certainly if we say instead of 460,000, it's just 175, and that's money that'll eventually come back.
And again, part of that's also just making sure we talk to the people who requested the funds to make sure that that's something that makes sense to them as well. So
yeah, they may have been asking for an actual grant and not having to pay back.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
On the employment side, how do we know if, is there some requirement that you city residents get interviewed?
And we brought that up at the last meeting and that they were going to make outreach efforts and they weren't going to be legally obligated to hire someone, but they were obligating themselves to try to recruit from the community, which I think in some ways benefits them. I mean, people don't have a long commute. You know, they got a greater chance of getting to work on time. If you would like to address that, I don't know if everybody else is okay.
I'd be happy to. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I want to commend the council on the wisdom of this alternative funding method that you're talking about. The whole intent was to get this new equipment and these new resources online and not have to use bank financing to do it. So if we have an interest-free loan that accomplishes that same objective, and we're able to put that interest that we normally would have paid out to the banks to use to further invest in the business and fund employment resources for the company. So it is always our intention to employ people that are closest to our location, and that includes the surrounding area as well as all of U City. So U City is definitely an objective for us in terms of employment. We work with the school district in terms of educating the seniors in high school on the opportunities that we have at Winkler, both manufacturing jobs and also engineering and more skilled related jobs. So it's very important to us to be part of that community. I think we've made a lot of efforts in the past on that.
Yes, ma'am.
Currently, how many U City residents do you have employed in the community?
I don't know that number.
Okay.
I'd have to do a sort by zip code or something like that of our census for the company to be able to understand that.
So what is your number of employees?
We currently have 190.
Do I need to, if I want to make a motion,
yes.
I want to, word it in the same way that I said, Mr. Rose.
Make a motion, say like, whatever you say, we're used to that.
I can only say that once.
Can you tell me the numbers?
I believe that a motion would be to approve the total funding for Winco at $175,000. $150,000 would be a no interest loan, and $25,000 would be a no interest loan that is forgivable based upon future job creation attainment.
I would like to make a motion to approve Mr. Rose's
recommendation.
I second it.
Any discussion? Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Okay. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Rose.
You're welcome.
Do we have any new business tonight? We've already discussed. I believe this is the last meeting of this year.
I have a question.
Yes.
Sure.
don't know if we need to now.
Are we under our numbers?
Yes.
Sorry, I have a question. Or a comment. I missed the last meeting. Did we discuss at all the St. Louis Artworks sort of situation that happened with the event? Well, not the event, the meeting.
The one that you and I were?
Yeah. I just want to make sure that we, are there any other?
I don't think we met since then.
No, I know. I just want to make sure that there are another, no other meetings or anything by St. Louis Art. The issues that we were all asked if we would go by there on that Saturday, we did not realize that these children had prepared a presentation for all of us to show up, and no one showed up until Libby texted me, and I showed up, and then Kathy showed up, and so there were about
We had no idea that like
5 or 10
they were all waiting for us, so
like a presentation,
but it all worked out.
It worked out, but I think there's another round that they're requesting. They would like to get more feedback. I basically gave them the go ahead to do what they showed us. It was fine, it looked good to me, but.
Right. So they.
I think it was a question about whether they need to get their art design approved by another body.
They did that last week, actually. They went before our Arts and Letters Commission, and they presented them a couple of different designs, and they gave them their feedback and guidance, and then they met Saturday in their class and kind of nailed down what they want to do, and I think you'll be really pleased with it. It's a lion kind of roaring out music notes and musical instruments, and then outlines of buildings in the background.
But not specifically.
Except for City Hall, because the Arts and Letters Commission, they asked them to do that. So it has a nice little outline of City Hall. So I do envision that we'll have some kind of unveiling ceremony that you all will be invited to once it's installed, and we have kind of a community event maybe to promote that, but we'll let you know.
Yeah, so I would, just as a general kind of note, I'd like to say, if we are invited to that, then as many of us can show up. We explained that there was kind of a miscommunication, but they were there for like 2 hours before we showed up. So, yeah.
They weren't waiting the whole time. They had stuff to do.
They had other things to do.
Yeah, but
they didn't have a little presentation.
They had a presentation.
Doesn't give them faith in government.
Okay, with that, I think I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Hi. This is the last one for the year?
I think so.
I might be saying.
I think so.
Good luck. Good luck, board.
Happy holidays.
I think my term expires in January, sure.
Good evening. Before you leave, I have a quick comment, please. We have a part of the Manic Solo Book Project. We want to thank the board for your gracious contribution in support of us. But through the Arts and Letters Commission, the Medical Zone Little Project will be on the 2020 University City calendar starting in January. So there is going to be an unveiling event that's going to be held at the library. It's going to be held in November the 15th. However, we don't have the time, but we would love for members of this committee to come to the reception. We feel like it's an honor for us to have the mannequins, and these are mannequins that have been selected over the last 10 years. Some of the mannequins that that have been selected are mannequins that were constructed by students at University City High School. So we're very proud and very elated to know that our mannequins, this project is going to appear in everybody's household in 2020. So we'd love to invite everyone. We'll get the information to Libby.
Libby, I was just going to say.
Yes, we'll get the information to Libby, but we would love for each and every one of you, if you can make it, to come to the reception. The unveiling is going to be held at U City Library, but more information to come.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now.